Do you know what pruning is? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. And no, I'm not talking about the fruit, the prune, if that is a fruit. I'm talking about the practice of pruning, which involves plants. Growing up, I spent a lot of time with my grandparents, and my grandma would do what she called deadheading plants. And essentially, we would go around to all the different flowers in her garden or even just potted plants in her house, and she would pull off all of the dead heads, the dead flowers, so that new flowers could grow. And that's actually what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called New Growth by A.W. Smith. Have you ever seen someone prune a tree or another plant? Or done some pruning yourself? Pruning involves cutting off part of a plant so there can be new growth. As a gardener clips, cuts, or saws off branches, sometimes it looks like they're trying to harm the plant rather than help it. But pruning is an important part of helping trees and other plants grow and flourish. For example, if you strategically cut a few branches off a fruit tree, the tree will put more energy into creating fruit, making the fruit plentiful and better tasting. If you cut a stem off a basil plant in the right spot, two more stems will grow in its place, producing more basil. And if you lop off the top of a bush, it won't just get taller, it will also fill in more foliage near the ground. Just as a skillful gardener knows when and how to prune, God also prunes us. In John 15, Jesus says he is the vine, we are the branches, and the Father prunes us. Sometimes God cuts things out of our lives to help us grow the way we're meant to. He may remove an idol, something we had been putting our trust in rather than Jesus, such as wealth, strength, success, or the approval of others, so we can learn to rely on Him for all our needs. Or maybe He'll allow a favorite activity to be canceled, so we'll have time to hang out with someone who needs a friend. Or He may even allow the loss of a relationship that was hindering our spiritual growth. Pruning may be painful at times, but God does it because He loves us. Jesus died and rose again to save us and graft us into His family tree. Pruning is one of the ways God cares for us. He is helping us learn to trust Him more and transforming us to become more and more like Jesus. Whenever God prunes something in our lives, we can be sure new growth will flourish in its place. As we look to Jesus, the one who laid down His life for us, we can trust Him to use these times of pruning to help us grow in our faith and show His love to others. So let's talk about this a little bit more, just you and me. In John 15, Jesus says He is the vine and we are the branches. He calls us to remain or abide in Him. What might it look like to press into a relationship with Jesus during times of pruning? Have you experienced a loss recently? Not all losses are pruning. Some are simply the result of living in a world that has been broken by sin. Consider spending some time talking to Jesus and trusted Christians in your life who can help you discern whether this loss is a work of pruning or if it's something else. Also, remember that it's good to lament and tell God how painful a loss is, regardless of why the loss happened. He is always eager to comfort and help us. As you and I can read in John 15:2, He prunes every branch that produces fruit so that it will produce more fruit. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, John 15, verses 1 through 17, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you need more daily encouragement? Well, I'd encourage you to go follow the Unlocked Devo Instagram, where we post content to uplift you in your walk with the Lord. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called In Awe of God with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.